And now it's time to chat to Peter Allam, our legal eagle on duty, talking to us today about governance. Peter, very good morning. Welcome.
Yes, morning to everybody, all listeners out there. A very interesting topic today. Governance is a very, very important thing. So let's start by saying, what is governance? Basically, governance is the operating system for an organization. It's the system by which an organization is controlled and operates. The mechanisms by which it and its people are held to account. So, you know, it basically does deal with ethics, risk management, transparency, accountability, the rule of law, and of course, participation by the people. Those are all different aspects of it that need to be covered. And if one really looks at it, you know, the eight principles, I suppose you can call it, of governance, you know, is good governance is characterized by participation, adhering to the rule of law. In other words, if you have a constitution or you have a set of rules, you have building rules and things like that, to sort and adhere to them. Your transparency must be there. You know, you must look at it broad-mindedly. You cannot, you know, look at it with blinkers on. The responsiveness to it, the consensus orientation, in other words, you know, what the people consent to and what they're happy with, equity and inclusivity, effectiveness and accountability, those all form part of good governance and how it should be sorted. In South Africa, we have the King Five that has come out that is a topic on good governance, and it is followed by organizations throughout. So it's a structured system, basically, of rules, practices, and processes that dictate how a company or organization is directed and controlled. It doesn't just manage the daily tasks of the organization. It defines who has the authority to make big decisions and how they are held accountable when they make the decisions, and that type of thing, the running of meetings, your AGMs and things like that. So the question is, where does it come into the ordinary man's life? Well, if you live in a complex, if you work for a company, you know, if you work for one of the big chain stores and things like that, good governance forms part of all of that. There are rules and everything that need to be adhered to and sorted. So the core components, if you want to call it that, in other words, the aspects that you need to work on basically is leadership and structure. That defines what management can do, what committees are formed, who the executive are to sort and look after it. In other words, the committee that runs your complex, the committee that runs a company. They're not called committee in the company. They're directors and that type of thing. So, you know, it's the leadership and the structure of it, the setup, so that the people are clear and know what the position is. The policies and procedures, you know, there mustn't be a conflict of interest. People must act for the good of everybody in terms of what the rules and regulations are. There's transparency and reporting. You know, there must be regular meetings, there must be regular disclosure to shareholders and stakeholders to maintain trust and visibility. And, of course, the most important thing is accountability, is that clear lines of responsibility and performance to ensure that the goals of the company, of the complex, or whatever it may be, are met and adhered to. You know, so one could basically say, well, why is this all necessary? You know, we don't need that. But no, it is there because there's always a nibble. I mean, you know, if you look at any one of the complexes that we have down the coast where we all stay, there's always somebody querying something. There's always somebody that's not happy. And, you know, there are some that are extremely good. They work together and they've built up that trust. You know, it's managed the complex correctly and in accordance with the rules and regulations, the constitution and the law, and there's compliance within the organization. And I'm happy to say that a number of them are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you will always have somebody that comes along to challenge something or query something. You have people that want to make improvements to the house and believe they can change the building rules or get permission and that type of thing. That happens along the coast where we are, but it's there. So, you know, compliance must take place. The organization must adhere to the rules. You can't make exceptions for people. If indeed there is an exception to be made, make sure that, you know, good governance is applicable. In other words, that it's not something that should not have taken place. And that type of thing. You know, make sure that your rules and regulations are adhered to when doing that. So basically it applies to organizations in the sense that the Companies Act will set out what the position is with the companies, the directors' duties, their fiduciary duties, the shareholders' rights and audit committee and that type of thing are all covered with the Companies Act that sets up what the rules and regulations are, and that's basically what must be adhered to. Like I mentioned earlier, there's now King 5 report out. King 4 and King 5, King 4 was in operation until recently when King 5 came into effect. I think King 5 only started on the 1st of January this year, if I'm not mistaken. You know, that's a document that you can download. You know, it will tell you what the reasonable conduct of organizations is expected to follow. You know, it has to do with finance. It has to do with all decisions that are made, how they must be made, and that they must be done in good faith and in accordance with the rules and regulations, constitutions and the like that exist. You get the POPI Act as well, which falls into good governance. You know, it's there to control the privacy of an individual, of an organization, the security of data that's available and that type of thing. So those are all little legal aspects that fall into the framework of good governance, of governance itself. You know, the mandatory structural requirements under South African law include, you know, a memorandum of incorporation in an organization. It's the constitution. It must align with the Companies Act. It must be tailored to set high governance standards for your specific entity. If you're in a complex or something as well, your constitution is there. And I say to a lot of people, make sure that you review your constitution, that you brought it up to date, up to spec with the changes that have taken place and that type of thing. You know, your social and ethic committees are also there. Listed companies and companies with high public interests have to get a score. They need to monitor the environmental, social and labor practices and make sure that they're up to scratch. You know, that's for an organization, a company, and that type of thing. So, you know, you need to be careful when it comes to governance to make sure that you are online, acting in accordance with, I repeat it continuously in this chat, the rules and regulations applicable to your business, to your company, to your complex, and that type of thing. You know, the factors such as, let's take a simple complex along the coast where we are, and, for example, building rules and regulations. Let's not see them being breached. Let's not see buildings going up without proper plans passed and things like that. You know, you need to follow the correct procedures in that regard. You need to make sure that you are within the ambit of the rules and regulations applicable. If it says your building height is 3.5 meters, make sure that you stuck to that. You know, don't steal another 500 or another meter or something like that without proper authority in that regard, because it could damage and cause you to have to abolish a building and things like that, as we've seen along the coast going up towards Port Elizabeth, where a whole fancy home had to be demolished and that type of thing because it was not within the ambit of the rules and regulations that were applicable. And you know, the King 4 and King 5 comprise of disclosures that are necessary of the way you need to run a business. You know, it's the simplification of the rules and regulations that are applicable, and it's there to remind you, you can't do what you want to do. You need to follow rules and regulations. You know, it's there. It's a guideline, and it must be sorted and covered. So you need to be very careful with that. And when you look at governance, a lot of people attack it and say, you know, but why all of a sudden now must we abide by rules and regulations when the people that we live with haven't done that in years? You know, I've been complaining. I get people that come to me and say, we've been complaining to the committee that they're not acting in accordance. We've got people that come onto the committee to have their homes built and things like that, or renovations done, and then get off the committee again and things like that. Yeah, that's all wrong. You know, you need to follow the rules and regulations. You need to interpret them correctly. And if you don't know what the rules and regulations are, get advice, seek legal advice. You know, get clarity, especially where we are in life these days. You know, nothing is easy. Everything is challenged. You never know when you're going to be challenged. So be prepared for it. That's the basics of governance, Wayne.
And you know, when you mention governance, it's basically everything. You know, if you look at South Africa, we'll try and take South Africa as an example. You've got different tiers of government, you know, your national, provincial, local, regional, you know, like your Amatolas.
Yeah.
They've all got their rules, and then it sort of almost drills down right down to your, as you mentioned, and you went into detail of your homeowners associations are pretty much kind of your, let's say, in that aspect of life, your lowest or, you know, bottom form of governance that's you know, kind of controls things. And then, yeah, of course, companies as well, you know, where you've got different size companies with different rules and regulations.
Very important to your homeowners. You know, that's what I targeted with governance. A lot of them are having their AGMs at the moment, or just had their AGMs. A lot of them have got new committees and that type of thing. A lot of them, people are not happy. The chairman's not doing the right thing, or the committee's not doing the right thing, or the committee favoring this group, or that type of thing is all coming out to the fore on the coast where we live. And, you know, people need to stop and reflect. Why are the committee doing that? Are they doing it because they're acting within the ambit of good governance? In other words, adhering to what is found in the rules and regulations. That's important to see. You know, don't have a committee that sticks to the rules, that's doing it correctly. You know, don't topple that person because, you know, we want to do something else, because you can't just do it. What you've got to have a closer look at is the rules and regulations, the constitution that's applicable to you. And perhaps what you're needing is not a change in the committee or moving the chairman, but rather to have your constitution re-looked at. A lot of the constitutions were done way back before 2000, some of them, and there's a lot of modifications that can take place with that. There's a lot that's been learned. I mean, you know, all the conversions from share block to homeowners associations to freehold to sectional title. You know, sectional title, okay, basically has its own rules and regulations in terms of the act, but your freehold and that type of thing into your gated areas is very important to have a look at and see when last the constitution was, you know, evaluated and modified, basically.
So it's a case of, you know, checking that your set of rules are actually still valid in terms of the of how the, call it the industry, for want of a better description, has changed over the years with updates of government rules and things like that.
Correct. There have been major changes. I mean, you know, in the old days, The organizations were never registered. They didn't exist. There was no accounting system for the small levies that were payable. These days, though, your levies are, not low. They're a fair amount. They need to be monitored. The money that come in needs to be checked. You need to make sure that the committee that's looking after the income has a proper banking account. I still hear of committees where you pay cash and the money's kept by, one of the committee members in a cash box. I was shocked the other day when I heard that. I thought to myself, you're dealing with like 10,000-15,000 a month in a money box.
That's
very old fashioned. People are buying electricity from a person who's holding cash on hand. And then when an incident occurs and the money goes missing, there's no explanation for it. It's sad, but it happens.
So at the end of the day, it's the responsibility of the people that are on the committees to make sure that governance happens, and the committee electing, or the people electing those people, to make sure that those people do what they are required to do.
Correct. Very important. Don't mock someone or mock a committee until you check what they're doing, how they're doing it.
Right.
Incorrect. Make sure you go to a meeting. Don't be the one that sits at home and says, "Oh, Joe Soap is useless. Don't know what he's doing on the committee." If you're going to voice your opinion like that, make sure you go to the meeting. Challenge the person. Get clarity. Make changes if they're necessary. Very important that.
Right. And obviously these things could become legal issues as well. If somebody has a problem, how do they get in touch? Maybe they need a bit of advice. Alam's attorneys, how are you contactable?
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, the little side street where Pep Stores is. Telephone 043-7211-018. I'll repeat that, 043-7211-018. The other way is to like us on Facebook, Alams, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar. Just like Alams, and you'll find all the details there. You'll find a number of our chats and some advice on that Facebook page. And, of course, whenever they want to, they can go into Wild Coast FM and they'll find our details there as well.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a good week. Stay cool. It's going to be a warm one, and we'll chat again next week, Monday.
Yes, thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Peter.